The search continues in Texas and Louisiana for tens of thousands of pieces of wreckage from the Space Shuttle Columbia. Rain and cold weather are expected in the area today, slowing down crews trying to make their way through woods and dense brush. Authorities are asking for continued cooperation from the public and alerting them to any pieces of debris they may find. They reinforced that appeal yesterday with the arrests in Texas of two people they accuse of stealing pieces of shuttle wreckage. From Lufkin, Texas, NPR's Greg Allum reports.
In Texas, 38 counties have been identified as containing debris from Columbia. NASA estimates that more than 12,000 pieces of wreckage have been collected so far, but they've not identified any of what the agency calls red tag items, important pieces from the shuttle that may help unravel the mystery of what caused it to break up as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. Yesterday, federal authorities rolled out a new tool aimed at recovering vital pieces of missing shuttle wreckage. At a news conference in Lufkin, federal prosecutors announced the indictments of two people for allegedly stealing pieces of shuttle debris. A 43-year-old woman from Henderson was charged with taking a circuit board from the shuttle wreckage. Authorities also arrested a 23-year-old man, a student at Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches, for taking what prosecutors described as thermal barrier inner fabric. Michael Shelby, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Texas, said any piece of wreckage could potentially help NASA in its investigation, including a piece of fabric used for thermal shielding.
The issue here is the thermodynamics of the space shuttle, and any piece of the debris that deals with that is important to this investigation. No one knows which piece of that shuttle will ultimately be the clue that unravels the mystery of what happened to those seven people that day. But every American has a responsibility to do what they can to help.
Both of those arrested are being charged with theft of government property and face a potential maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. At the same news conference, prosecutors also announced an amnesty period for people who may have taken home pieces of the shuttle. Shelby said no federal or state charges will be filed against anyone who voluntarily turns in debris by 5 p.m. Friday.
We know that the number of people have unfortunately gathered pieces of the shuttle and now have those pieces in their possession. If you will notify a law enforcement official, turn the piece over and describe where you found the piece so that these investigators can do their job, we will not prosecute you for what you have done to this point.
Federal prosecutors say they're investigating a number of other reports of souvenir hunters taking home debris from Columbia. In addition, the FBI is looking into 17 cases of Columbia shuttle wreckage, either real or a hoax, that appeared for sale on eBay. Nacogdoches County Sheriff Thomas Kurz said over the past 5 days, his office has received at least 100 reports of stolen wreckage.
We are still tracking those. However, strongly suspect and would hope that we will begin to receive a number of calls from people that are going to make arrangements to turn this debris in.
And if they don't turn it in, Kurz says he expects he'll get calls from their neighbors and there will be more arrests. Greg Allen, NPR News, Lufkin, Texas.